Welcome to Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast. Olá, eu sou a Helena, and on this episode, we're going to talk about body parts in Portuguese. But just before that, I want to let you know that Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast is now on Patreon. Patreon is a platform that allows you to support the project you enjoy. Thank you so much, muito obrigada, a Francine Brown, Gita Barkinovitz e ao Philip French for their big support. Muito obrigada. You can also become a patron if you want to support this podcast to carry on, and also if you want to get exclusive content that will help you through your learning process. Get the possibility of asking questions that I can turn into new episodes. Go to www.patreon.com/tradutex and learn more about it. So on today's episode, we're going to talk about body parts. Body parts in Portuguese is as partes, that bit is the parts, do corpo, of the body. So instead of body parts, we say the parts of the body. I repeat, as partes do corpo. And on today's episode, I want to focus about the head, everything we find on the head. Let's first learn how do we say the head. The head is a cabeça. So because I'm starting with a, you know already it's a feminine word, singular feminine word. So singular feminine article a cabeça. Do you want me to spell it for you? So cabeça, C A B E C de cedilha A. So that's right, one of the C's, the last C, it's actually the C with a cedilha underneath. Remember to make the C soft. So a cabeça. And that is the head. So let's see, the first thing we find from top down is the hair. You already know the word for hair. We've learned it on episodes 15 and 16, episódios 15 e 16. And the word for hair is cabelo. O cabelo. O cabelo. Notice it's a masculine singular word, and that's why I'm using the article o. We spell it just with O, just with the letter O, but we pronounce U. So the first thing we find on the head is the forehead. And in Portuguese, the forehead is a feminine word. So you can guess what is the article we're going to use. That's right, we need to say a. A. And forehead is the word testa. A. Testa. Should I spell testa for you? Don't forget, if you're still struggling with the Portuguese alphabet, you can go and listen again the episode number 4, número 4, on the Portuguese alphabet. So testa is T-E-S-T-A. A testa. One more time. A testa. A testa. So now we go a bit down and we find the eyebrows. And the eyebrows, that's a long word. We need 4 syllables for that. So saying the plural, the eyebrows, now we need a feminine plural article. And that one is as. A-S. As. Okay, so I will say it slowly. Slowly, syllable by syllable. So devagar, devagar, syllable by syllable, and you can repeat with me. So let's do it. Su bran se lhas. Again, syllable by syllable. Su bran se lhas. Okay, a bit quicker now. As sobrancelhas. As sobrancelhas. Okay, this one is a big one to spell, but why not? That's always a way to practice the Portuguese alphabet and the sounds. So I will spell it. S-O-B-R-A-N-C-E-L-H-A-S. Wow, big one, right? As sobrancelhas. And because we have a left one and a right one, maybe now it's a good time to learn these concepts of left and right. So the word for left and the word for right, they both work as regular adjectives. It means that you will find them on the four versions of the word. So I mean, you might get a u, a, us, as endings. So whether they are referring to something that it's masculine singular, feminine singular, masculine plural, or feminine plural. So in this case, we're talking about sobrancelhas, and I've told you before, it's a feminine word, so I will use the feminine version of the word left and feminine version of the word right. And then we will find with other body parts, how do we say it in masculine, okay? So if I want to say the left eyebrow, the word for left here is esquerda. Esquerda, starting with the sound of a sh, esquerda. And unlike English, I don't say the left eyebrow. In Portuguese, we say the eyebrow left. And that would be a sobrancelha esquerda. You see, notice how everything matches. A sobrancelha esquerda. The endings? We have a. A sobrancelha esquerda. Let me tell you now, how do we say right? Again, we have the four possibilities in terms of endings. I will pick the one for feminine singular because I'm talking about something that it is feminine singular, which is sobrancelha. And the word I need now is direita. Direita. So if I want to say the right eyebrow, I say a sobrancelha direita. A sobrancelha direita. Again, all the endings match a. A sobrancelha direita. Okay, so I think you got the idea of esquerda, left, direita, right. On this case, we're talking about feminine. So let's move a bit down, and what do we have under the eyebrows? That's right, we have the eyes. And again, the eyes are something we already talked about on previous episodes. So if you want to listen about that, don't forget to go to episode 16, episódio 16. And the word for eyes, if you still remember, is the word olhos. Olhos. Again, we have two, so we have the eyes, os olhos. On this one, if you want to run the article and the word together, you can get something like os olhos. Os olhos. You see what I'm doing? The S at the end of os is between two vowels. The previous vowel, which is O, and the following vowel, which is again O. So instead of split the word, saying os olhos, which is also correct, but less fluent, it doesn't flow as well as when we do os olhos. And again, we have a left one and we have a right one, but this time, the word for eyes, it's masculine. So instead of using the words esquerda and direita that you've just used to talk about sobrancelhas, this time we need to use the masculine versions of these words. So in case I want to say the left eye. Remember, we say the eye left. So this time we need to do o olho esquerdo. I repeat, o olho esquerdo. O olho esquerdo. So notice as everything matches. You have o, o, o at the end of each word. O olho esquerdo. And the same exact thing will happen with the right eye. O olho direito. O olho direito. One last time. O olho direito. Okay. And at the sides of our head, cabeça, we have the ears. Ears, again, we have two, so it's ideal to practice these new two words we've just learned. So the word for ears, or ears, the ears, is orelhas. Okay, it's three syllables. Orelhas. So if you want to say the ears, we go as orelhas. So this time we're dealing with a feminine plural word. So the article we use before orelhas is the article as. As. A-S. And again, we have S at the end of a word in between two vowels. In this case, A from the article, O from the word ears, orelhas. So again, you can do that thing of running the two words together with the sound of a Z. So we can say the ears could be as orelhas. As orelhas. And we have a left one and we have a right one. And now, as I said, it's a feminine word. So if I want to say the left ear, I say a orelha esquerda. A orelha esquerda. A orelha esquerda. And I think you know what we need to say for the right ear. That's right. We need to say a orelha direita. A orelha direita. A orelha direita. A orelha direita. If you're still struggling with the word orelha, maybe it helps if I spell it to you. So, orelha, O-R-E-L-H-A, orelha. And now in the middle, we have something that we only have one, which is the nose. So the word for nose is masculine. So that's right. The article we need is U. And the word for nose is nariz. Nariz. That ending at ish, can you guess? It's with a Z. So nariz, N-A-R-I-Z. Nariz. O nariz. The nose. And if we go a bit down, we have the mouth. And the mouth is, that's an easy one. It's a feminine one. So yes, we need to do a. We do a boca. A boca. A boca. Let me spell for you the word boca. B O C A. Boca. Again, there's no left or right. So inside of your mouth, you have the teeth. Let's learn the word for teeth. So it's a lot of them, so it must be plural. And in this case, it's a masculine word. So we say os dentes. Os dentes. So the word, if we say it slowly, is dentes. Dentes. D-E-N-T-E-S. Dentes. But then we normally speak a bit quicker, so it sounds normally more like dentes. Os dentes. That's right. One last word for the head region, so a cabeça, and that word is for chin. Again, there's no left and right on this one to practice, so we only have one chin. Chin is a masculine word. U, you guessed right. And the word, it's a very similar word to a word that you might know. That is the word for cheese. Yes, if you know the word for cheese, that is queijo, you will recognize it on the word for chin, that is actually queixo. I know it's just one letter and one sound that makes a little difference. And the context, of course, will help a lot. So, o queixo. O queixo. Yes, I think the spelling will help on this one. So, o queixo, queixo is Q-U-E-I-X-O. Yes, it is with a X, that X sound, that X letter, that then the sound is a sh. Queixo. Okay, I said it was the last one, but before we finish this episode, I want to give you the word for face, because we've covered everything on the face, so I think it's fair that you learn the word face too. And the word face, you will find it easy. Not a difficult one. Feminine for a start, so we go a, and then the word is cara. A cara. How do we spell it? Como se escreve cara? C A R A. Simple as that. A cara. Okay, now we've covered all the words I wanted to teach you today in the head, cabeça. So I just want to go through all of them with you slowly to give you time to repeat with me to consolidate all these words. Are you ready? So we'll start with the head. A cabeça. Hair. O cabelo. Forehead. A testa. Eyebrows. As sobrancelhas. Left eyebrow. A sobrancelha esquerda. Right eyebrow. A sobrancelha direita. The eyes. Os olhos. Left eye. O olho esquerdo. Right eye. O olho direito. The ears. As orelhas. Left ear. A orelha esquerda. Right ear. A orelha direita. The nose. O nariz. The mouth. A boca. The teeth. Os dentes. The chin. o queixo. The face, a cara. I hope you've liked this episode. Next episode, we'll carry on talking about the body parts, as partes do corpo. Muito obrigada. Tchau!